behind the machine.
Jesus freaks out in the streets, handing tickets I forgot. Turning, she just laughs. The boulevard is not that bad.
Looking on, she sings that song.
She sings that song. She knows she holds.
Salido.
Oh,
Professor
so
Nerd.
Lying here with no one.
I'm Salido Nerd. N period, E period, R period, D period, nerd.
What?
To do, you just keep on pushing. My nerd over the button line. Obsolete all. Thank you for listening. La 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 la. The borderline. Keep pushing me. Keep pushing me. Keep pushing my nerd. Come on, Obsoleto. Come on, baby. Borderline.
Wow.
Nerd.
Myself.
Obsoleto.
Soothing comfort for the whole.
So Lee Toe Nerd Man Clone 64
Obsolete Road.
Obsoleto, Professor Nerd. Dr. Obsoleto. Detroit.
So, that's great.
What gave you the idea to put this vertically?
Because I want to do this. Do you want to see my set?
Yeah, please. I want to see it in action.
Yeah.
Please. Brought it for us. And this is a common pickled vegetable that Italians will eat. You put it in a bowl during the meal.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever had jardiniera.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should get into kimchi.
Oh yeah, kimchi's great. Yeah.
Helps you adjust the energy pathways that give you glycogen to your brain and your muscles, you know.
Yeah.
So,
so this is what I thought you could put the meat. Use as much as you want. And then I thought we would mix. I like this chopped onion. Have you had that before? And then we can mix it with this seasoning.
Yeah.
So together, all together. So feel free to.
That sounds good. That sounds good. Well, I'm
going to
throw this in the oven.
Oh, sure.
Let me get out of
your way.
And then...
I want to hold you.
I'll do my set, and then the pizza will be done.
This is an evening with TQ4.
Grounded, and your camp is surrounded. I'll rescue you in a steam-powered monster truck with organ pipe manifold. I have replaced the make-believe frag for you. When you're taken by a tyrant and your frequency is silent. Mine was a statue that looked like you. I'll need a rocket chopper, grand speed record, flies underwater, drills into the center, out the other side, up to the sky, light years beyond, to a brighter sun.
Who wrote that?
I did.
Amazing.
Thank
that
you.
Sounds like David Bowie. Right? Is that in the vein of like...
Yeah. Sure. It's an 8-hour drive from Talladega, Alabama, to Missouri, if you're in. 35 gallons at $5 per. I want a cup of coffee and to get out of here. Let's go to Branson. Communist at the coffee shop, asked to see my papers. Open up the boot store in your ass if I see you later. Said it with a smile that he couldn't see. And then he just up and asked me to leave. Let's go to Branson. I didn't have the speaker in. Leave
dancing.
And your speed show on the public radio.
I can't understand it.
Let's go to Branson. Let's go see the Gatlins.
It's 3:11.
Please go to the public radio.
No one understands me. Let's go to Branson.
Let's go to Branson. Let's go to Branson. Let's go to Branson.
One more, folks.
Let's build a wall around Northeast Minneapolis from Marshall Street down to Free Bourgeoisie. Our mafia in Northrop came to support the band's kickstarting. Guitar players from City Sound will let that money trickle down. Psycho Susie, circle girls who spend it all at Carnival World. Utopia is self-sustained, so put your credit cards away.
In function of cadence. So we have audio tracks, we have MIDI tracks changing the lights, we have video tracks, we have image tracks.
Incredible.
PDF of sheet music, whatever you want to have. All in sync on however many devices as you want. So you can drive a whole bunch of projectors or televisions or iPads with each with their own particular view.
Do you remember when you said we did it? We've done it. Do you remember that recording? You've done it. You just put it into
motion.
Nobody
thought it was possible.
Nobody think.
We knew we could do it. We gave away the Japanese acoustic.
Really?
The cadence special.
Goodbye.
To my friend and programmer. This thing is a little more playable. So as you could hear, I had, you know...
Yeah. Guitar, let's go to Branson.
Guitar recordings queued up here. And then I can... I can take...
Listen to Man Behind the Machine, TQ4.
As you can see, we have a mixing board here. Super functional.
Mr. Handsome, let's go see Brandon down in Branson.
Remember, this one is LA. The original lyrics were thought to be racist, so I remade the lyrics.
Oh, okay. It's very nice of you.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln said he reckons that Dixie is a very fine song.
Okay. Let me say two words
so
to you.
He's canceled.
Yeah. Let me say
Abraham
two
Lincoln
words
is
to you.
Canceled for
tell
racism.
Me what you think about these words. Lost Angeles. What evokes that when I say that?
I mean, I guess the... The time is lost everywhere. It's no longer the same
city,
you know.
Okay.
And, you know, but the, whatever, all the films were made.
Angelus, is that what Quentin Tarantino was trying to look at with his
movie making? You know, I did not movie see making? That. I thought it might have too much violence for my sensibility.
Oh, like Natural Born Killers or something?
Yeah, that one was... That was...
Sehr gut!
Pretty cartoony, but it was... I don't
want to be desensitized and laugh or be exhilarated by violence.
What do you think about, do you respect the fact that Tarantino uses film on some of this, where he wants to recreate Hollywood, and they did some sampling of old footage from Los Angeles?
Yeah, you cannot beat the real thing.
Okay.
You can emulate processes with digital process, but... I think there's a complexity to the to the interaction of the light, just like in sound, that doesn't happen in a virtual environment without careful consideration. Because, you know, with just film and exposure is... It compresses the frequencies at different amounts of boost and gain and compression in the different frequencies.
Yeah.
That's the effect of, say, you know, tubes versus, you know, an emulator or an IR.
Yeah. We just, TQ4 made one of his great pizzas. You know what? I said to myself, how is... TQ4 going to surprise me with his pizza? I know he's very creative. He'd done it a long time. He's obviously mastered the skill. And so we're going to get to sample. TQ4, what is the name of this pizza?
It's a barbecue chicken pizza.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, it's all pantry ingredients. There's nothing fresh except for the garlic sauce.
Okay.
Frozen chicken is perfectly
good. How is this, who's this inspired by? Have you had it before?
I don't know. I had one from Domino's and it was lackluster, but you can get these at Target for $8 and it's a perfectly good product. You know, go to Whole Foods and get the $19 one.
Yeah.
That's preferable.
Well, awesome.
But anyway, it's
called barbecue chicken pizza.
Yeah. So you have like about half spaghetti or pizza sauce, quarter barbecue sauce, quarter hot wing sauce.
Okay.
Mozzarella.
Do you think David Bowie would approve?
Yep.
I was really impressed by your song.
Oh, thank you.
And it sounded like Bowie again. I mean, you said that there's an influence.
Yeah, it's
what's that called, that song?
It's called Grounded.
Major Tom.
It used to be called The Rescuer, but
use as much as
like
you want.
All the YouTube recommendations that would come up after watching the song would be these rescue animals, which I'm sympathetic to, but I don't want to see it every time.
There's probably a seal in there.
Yeah. I don't want to necessarily.
So be we're now
associated with the.
What is that? Just
that's the lemon? No, that's the steakhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty coarse.
Yeah. Please use generous amounts, please. Generous. Yeah. Spice it up. Amp it up.
Yeah, and then...
Do you mind if I put a little more?
You can do the top, yeah, don't mind. Overspiced and undercooked, that's my move, right? Just, you know, you can always... that'll be a nice zing. Yep, so I've been kind of just practicing that, but it's nice to... Yeah, the frozen dough.
Yeah.
It's like, so I can just buy like enough for 40 pizzas and put it in the freezer for a year, and it's pretty, you know, all the jars of, you know, I marinate the the garlic and olive oil. Kind of kick it close and cook it down, and then that's what the crust is. And it's on the crust under the
beautiful.
All right. Well, yeah. So we should.
Sweet, dude.
Get the steaks.
Wow.
Rub it.
We just went from the guitar playing to the culinary arts. You know, they didn't call this culinary arts for nothing. Remember back in the 80s when we went to home economics class? Right? What did we do? I remember when we made cornbread muffins, chocolate chip cookies, and all kind of things. We made our own aprons. We had to boil eggs, make pasta, you know. And then I think at one point we made banana bread. That was an interesting experiment.
Yeah, I got the killer recipe.
There it is. Yeah, it's awesome. It's banging. Sweet. Of a past. Yep. With old film. And, you know, Quentin Tarantino buying into these theaters. Because they have these projectors, you know. And film.
So he's investing in the theaters to be able to support his films better.
Yeah. And support other films that use film. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean,
it's like, oh man, jeez.
I think it'd be more. I mean, I guess he can do what he wants, but what if?
Yeah.
What if every single theater got a massive sound and projection update, right?
Right.
You know, wouldn't that have more impact than a bunch of boutique film theaters? As far as getting people back into the theater?
Perhaps. But if we aspire to learn in the theater, we must first engage in acting of the greats, such as Shakespeare, right? Or the French deconstructivist. Blah, blah, blah.
What's up with all the words that Shakespeare invented?
Like, which one? Do you remember?
Most of them. Most of them.
You listen to Man Behind the Machine.
Phrases.
Yeah.
There's like...
Macbeth?
There's 100 or more phrases that he coined that are in common use. It's crazy.
Shakespeare doth believeth that you can make a difference in this world with your art and your music. Fairchild, you're just a dreamer. Oh, the young boy's a dreamer. He should attend to his studies instead of gazing into the mirror. Right? What do you think?
I
didn't believe him.
I don't know. I guess I always studied to figure out how to do things that I was interested in. You know, literally figuring it out myself.
Right.
Finding out. You know, luckily by the time, see, I did early programming on 6502s, 800 Ataris. Rockwell AIM 65 was a 6502. That was where I started on the Rockwell. They mentioned on your interview that they were talking about Rockwell.
Yeah, Albert Charpentier
kind of made a clone of a 6502.
Commodore had to go to Rockwell for their fabricators. okay. to be able to get some chips out on some of the releases.
Yeah, so I was able to type text adventures into AIM-65 and save them on a tape.
Oh.
You know, so I had Craig Hartnell's book, Making Adventure Games on Your Computer.
Yeah.
That's a super important work because it made me understand that, you know, to have a game, you have to have an information architecture. So essentially, you know, some structure of arrays and objects that are, you know, where so you can have instances of things that have a certain behavior.
The Rockwell.
Also, you have to have the environment is all structured data.
What else stood out for you on that interview? Which thank you again for attending. What else stood out? What he said?
I didn't know the guy was. You guys started earlier than I thought. I don't know if I didn't know that the guy was from Ensoniq.
Mm, yeah.
Those were fancy keyboards that you would go to Hopkins to go to Roger Dodger and play with. Very fancy keyboards. Oh, okay. High-end, like
that was him. That's Albert. Dollars. Yeah, he left cartridges.
Floppy disks. And that was when it was a whatever, SSD 4.5-inch.
Yeah.
And it was floppy.
Yeah, 5 1/4-inch, or 8-inch was before that.
Yeah, I never had 8-inch, but my dad had the cases for them.
That's cool.
Yeah, those big plastic cases with a lock in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was great? That was like kilobytes of data. It was crazy. Yep.
But yeah, that's you know, he was on the call, Bill Hurd. That's his TED. And then the Commodore 8128. The Commodore 128, I tried to get, but my parents said, you already have two computers. You don't need another one. They said, you only have the VIC-20 and the 64. And I was really happy with it, you know. But I did see demos of the Commodore 128 at the store. Software, etc. was a store, and then Egg Software.
New Egg,
yeah. But
I kind of got a...
You're listening to Man Behind the Machine with TQ4. They were talking about retro computing.
I wasn't into PCs yet, so I didn't like Newegg.
Okay.
And I'm like, you don't have Atari cartridges anymore? And they're like, no.
Right.
You know, like I was some dumb little kid who didn't get the news that Atari cartridges were out.
Yeah.
It's like, no, they're not.
No, they're not.
Atari...
Awesome. Atari 2600.
It was good because it was a game machine. It had a cartridge port, but then you could also program the basic cartridge.
Yeah.
That was awesome. It didn't just have the basic that was built in. Well, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter if it's built in. And after a while, it was built in. Like in the 1200, basic was already on the board.
Mm.
Which, that's awesome. But they were dependent on tape drives. Which I think, you know, tape storage, the audio storage, audio encoded data storage, that would have been, that wasn't a bad idea because, like, if digital technology had come along so you could have, like, little data recorders, then having an audio signal encoded onto a high quality recording of, so you'd have the audio of the program would be a, you know, big data dump, right? But like, it's high fidelity, so you can use the full bandwidth, so you can get your program.
Yes, but audio encoding on the Commodore 64 takes up the entire disk, literally. It's huge.
Yeah, with audio, I guess it's the huge. Through rate is so limited, it wouldn't keep up with modern applications in any way.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty happy with the interwebs. Chrome browser does really good with all kinds of digital media.
Yeah.
It's amazing. There could have been samples from the Star Wars video game.
Star Wars or Star Trek? Space. The Final Frontier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. They deleted one of our episodes.
Most of them
are
on Google Drive.
I recorded all and deleted. Archived all the TQ404 episodes, including the 20-hour episode. So we'll put that on a mirror site. Maybe. Might have had some samples, I don't know, from Star Wars or... Yeah. You know, Buck Rogers. Some other sci-fi. Yeah.
You know, we use it as a communications tool. You know, they focused on the plus five. I love that. I have the plus four, the sleek design. I remember that when it came out because I, of course, the VIC-20 and the 64. And then after the 64, I started seeing about the plus four. And that was really enticing, but it wasn't really gains focused, so I really didn't care. I was fine with my VIC-20 and my 64.
But cool. Yeah, I'd be clones. And that took over you couldn't have an Atari or a Commodore anymore.
But that's Bill Hurd's project.
So games, the cartridge, that was like, that was having a cartridge was, you wouldn't need to have so much memory. Like, you'd have a normal amount of memory.
And these are all improvisational sessions that TQ4 and I perform using the TQ404 synthesizer. So we don't know to look and see if there's an archive. I know TQ404 sends performances, so we'll check it out.
We shall deliver you. Thank you.
music.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is your friend, Carl Sagan. I'm speaking to you via satellite from within the center of Jupiter, or more appropriately, Jupitron. Not to be confused with, yet quite similar to, the video game and also motion picture entertainment, Tron. It is very neon here, but that's beside the point. Now, whenever we are riding our, shall we call, surface vehicles around the surface of Jupiter, we are always listening to you, Man Behind the Machine podcast. Of course, we are about 40 years behind you. However, any day now, we should receive episode 5.
If something looks like it might work, stay well away. A thing like that could make waves. And the boys at the top, they don't like waves. Meanwhile, life goes on.
Life goes on and 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 on. Yeah, 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 on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Yeah, 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 work all day, then I wake up, work all day, then I wake up, work all day, then I wake up, work all day.
When did you stop wanting to be president? When did I stop wanting to be president? At birth, certainly, and perhaps before. In this life or any previous incarnations I've been able to check out, I never wanted to be president. This innate decision was confirmed when I became literate and saw the president pawing babies and spouting bullshit. I attended Los Alamos Ranch School, where they later made the atom bomb. And bombs bursting in air over Hiroshima gave proof through the night that our flag was already there. Then came the Teapot Dome scandal under President Harding. And I remember the unspeakable Gaston Means, scion of an aristocratic Southern family, infamous private eye and go-between in this miasma of graft, walking into a hotel room full of bourbon-drinking, cigar-smoking lobbyists and fixers with a laundry hamper he puts in the middle of the floor. Fill it up, boys, and we talk business. I do not mean to imply that my youthful idealism was repelled by this spectacle. I had by then learned to take a broad general view of things. My political ambitions were simply of a humbler and less conspicuous caliber. I hoped at one time to become Commissioner of Sewers for St. Louis County. $300 a month with every possibility of getting one shitty paws deep into a slush fund. And to this end, I attended a softball game where such sinecures were assigned to the deserving and the fortunate. And everybody I met said, "Now I'm old so-and-so running for such-and-such, and anything you do for me, I'll appreciate." My boyish dreams fanned by this heady atmosphere and three mint juleps, I saw myself already in possession of the coveted post, which called for a token appearance twice a week to sign a few letters at the old courthouse. While I'm there, might as well put it on the sheriff for some marijuana he has confiscated, and he'd better play ball or I will route a sewer through his front yard. And then across the street to the courthouse cafe for a coffee with other lazy, worthless bastards in the same line of business. And we wallow in corruption like contented alligators. I never wanted to be a front man like Harding or Nixon, taking the rap, shaking hands, and making speeches all day. Who in his right mind would want a job like that? As Commissioner of Sewers, I would not be called upon to pet babies, make speeches, shake hands, have lunch with the Queen. In fact, the fewer voters who knew of my existence, the better.
microbes of any kind. If I can't see it, I don't like it. St. Paul, Minnesota. There it is. This is the N9500, a mask that destroys even the largest nanoparticles, nanobots, nanodiamonds, any nanotechnology, iPod Nano. Nothing's getting through this baby. Are you there? Man, your computer is in rough shape.
Let kings and presidents keep the limelight. I prefer a whiff of coal gas as the sewers rupture for miles around. I have made a deal on the piping which has bought me a $30,000 home. And there is talk in the press of sex cults and drug orgies carried out in the stink of what made them possible. Fluttering from the roof of my ranch-style house, over my mint and marijuana, Old Glory floats lazily in the tainted breeze. But there were sullen mutters of revolt from the peasantry. My teenage daughter's as cunt deep in shit. Is this the American way of life? I thought so, and I didn't want it changed. Sitting there in my garden, smoking the sheriff's reefers, coal gas on the wind, sweet in my nostrils as the smell of oil to an oil man or the smell of bullshit to a cattle baron. I sure did a sweet thing on those pipes. And I'm covered, too. What I got on the governor wouldn't look good on the front page, would it now? And I have my special police to deal with vandalism and sabotage. All handsome youths, languid and vicious as reptiles. Described in the press as no more than minions, lackeys and bodyguards to His Majesty the Sultan of Sewers. The thoughts of youth are long, long thoughts. Then I met the gubernatorial candidate, and he looked at me as if trying to focus my image through a telescope and said, in effect, anything I do for you, I'll depreciate. And I felt the dream slipping away from me. receding into the past, dim, jerky, far away, the discreet gold letters on a glass door. William S. Burroughs, Commissioner of Sanitation. Somehow, I had not intersected. I was not one of them. Perhaps I was simply the wrong shape. Some of my classmates, plump, cynical, unathletic boys with narrow shoulders and broad hips, made the grade and went on to banner headlines concerning $200,000 of the taxpayers' money and a non-existent bridge or highway, I forget which. It was a long time ago. I have never aspired to political office since. The Sultan of Sewers lies buried in a distant 1930 softball game. First, I'd like to express my appreciation for the artists and producers and helpers who have made this event possible. People have asked me what the whole NOAA convention is about, and this is what it's about in very few words. This is the space age, and we are here to go. However, the space program has been restricted so far to a mediocre elite who, at great expense, have gone to the moon in an Aquila. Now, they're not really looking for space. They're looking for more time. Like the lungfish and the walking catfish, they weren't really looking for a new dimension, a dimension different from water. They were looking for more water. But some of them found that they had taken an irretrievable forward step, and for better or for worse, left their gills to their maker. And as we leave the aqualung of time, we may step into an epoch comparable to the days when the early mariners set out to explore an unknown world. I can see all manner of spacecraft, some of them obviously lethal, preparing to take off. Only those who are willing to leave everything they have ever known in time need apply. It is necessary to travel. It is not necessary and becoming increasingly difficult to live.
I'm